I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I am here with the super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. How you doing there, super millennial?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good.
So this week, our topic is the power of acceptance. And today's Connection Thursday, we are going to be discussing going from the valley to the mountaintop. That'll be fun. So before we get started, the mailing is out. So if you are part of our mailing list, you have received the new Stress Mastery energies. So you understand what we're talking about, red zone energy, green zone energy. And that also plays into what we're talking about today with the valley and the mountain. Everything we do is scaled off those red zone, green zone, and purple zone energies. And everything we do is locked into a state of consciousness, whether restriction or expansion, red zone or green zone. So those energies will print them. They will be very supportive on your journey and any type of personal development that you're doing. Your thoughts, Dave?
Yeah, I think it was in the email, but anytime we put out these updates or updated documents, I had a question that says, how could the energies change? And I want to be clear that we're making it so you guys can understand it better. The way that we go through the
process. We didn't change the energies. No.
Yeah. I had that question. I was like, no.
All right.
It's just for you to understand it in a easier fashion.
Yeah.
And just the way that we talk on the podcast, every time we talk, it evolves for everyone to understand it better. Sure. And that was one question that I got. But no,
that's a great question, by the way. That's a great question because no, the energies haven't changed. No, the explanation has changed, and it's kind of putting the ego in context so you can understand it a little bit better. Oh no, the energies haven't changed.
Yeah, that's a valid question.
That's actually a great question. Yes, it is. So this week we've been talking on the power of acceptance, and today we're going to talk on going from the valley to the mountaintop. But really today is about understanding the valley. Because last week's Connection Thursday, Transition and a Shift, was one of the most powerful episodes we have ever done in Stress Mastery, garnering hundreds of responses. So in these coming weeks, I'm going to stay focused on teaching the shift and moving from the valley to the mountain. So I'll do them in segments on Connection Thursday. And this week's topic is the power of acceptance. In yesterday's Meeting of the Minds, we discussed the high vibration of the 350 acceptance energy. If we look at acceptance, acceptance is defined as the quality or state of being accepted. It is the act of accepting something or someone. And there are distinctly two sides of acceptance. On one side of the coin, acceptance can be negative, the want to belong, the need to be part of something. This is acceptance in the valley, stage three of development, socialized mind. It's about fitting in and working toward a life that fits into the programming set that was set for you as a child. This state of acceptance, it is what it is, nothing we can do about this, drives behavior from the state of restriction with the base energy of fear. Now, the other side of the acceptance coin is the mountain. This is where one experiences spiritual acceptance. This is where the high vibration of surrender exists. Surrender is to simply accept the now, find the now, and respond in awareness. This side of the acceptance coin is driven through conflict resolution, and this drives behavior in a state of expansion. Base energy courage, 200 courage, and it propels you on your climb. So you understand the difference between one side of the coin of acceptance is when we talk about the shadow, the dark side of it, the valley, and the other side is the mountain and the light and the more spiritual side. Do you have any questions?
Especially if you've been following for a while, you understand the pendulum of both. You know, everything has a pendulum to it, and it's no different here.
Absolutely, yes. So let's talk about it. So let's first focus on acceptance in the valley. We'll start there. The times we stand in this moment is a collection of thoughts from the past that sets our collective consciousness. This is the current state of humanity. This is the valley. Now, the world and all of humanity experience a shift. When the collective in the valley decide we cannot go on as we once were, we have what's called a collective shift of humanity. And this sets a new culture, and this shift changes everything. So if we go back 10,000 years ago, the collective made a shift that ended the period of small individual tribes whose members only existed within the tribe's culture. The shift, the collective shift of humanity, moved the human being from gathered hunters to becoming farmers, and we went from the gather-hunter period into the agriculture age. Now, this collective shift of humanity was pushing the human being out of the valley, up the mountain to a complete change in life. Mm-hmm. Now we're looking at this a little differently, right? We're looking at history and what happened in history. Do you understand this? Do you have any comments? Yeah.
No, I think just understanding the change is important because we're constantly going through it.
So if we look back, we must realize this shift had to start by somebody in the tribe thinking outside the box. Thinking, wow, by farming, storing food, raising our own animals, us humans would no longer be a slave to Mother Nature and her cycles of feast or famine. Now, it took individuals with the courage to shift within the current collective consciousness of the gathered hunter. And there's no doubt this rattled the cage and set the stage for a new existence for the human being. They had to move from the valley to the mountain. You understand? Somebody had to move because for 200,000 years, we existed in a certain collective consciousness. And then 10,000 years ago, that changed. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's how any good, you know, change becomes. It always gets dismissed by that outsider, that outcast, that's thinking radically, and then it changes everything forever.
Forever. Now, this new condition of creating a fortress and moving into this new culture was obviously the correct move for humanity, right? Right? We don't want to be gathered hunters, right? Yeah. We don't want to be slaves. It was a good move. Good move, buddy.
Go hunt.
A good high five move, right?
Yeah.
But do you think everyone agreed? Do you think this may have created some conflict? Think about it. Not everybody agreed. That good old days when we were just a tribe, good old days of gathering hunting. Now look at us. We're lazy. We don't move anymore. We're living in a society. We got walls. We don't hunt. We got animals. We grow them. Think about that for a second.
Yeah. And I think especially when you have people in roles, like you got to think that there was always a role. So the hunter or the person that's their job to do it, where they become quote unquote less important because now you could survive without the stable of the tribe. You see it now with technology doing the same thing.
Yes, David. Yes, that's my whole point of this episode. Even though this was obviously a good move for humanity to go from the wilderness into a fortress, it created huge conflict. The human being in mind and body had adapted to being and through the gather-hunter experience. And this created a survival construct. Mm-hmm. The mind was automatically set through the stages of development. So stage one, impulsive mind, set the next generation of the tribe with the rules and regulations and rituals and the script to operate and be part of the collective tribe. Now, the second stage of development, Imperial Mind, trained the child through setting their identity, thus behavior, to be part of the tribe. And then stage three, Socialized Mind, set the identity for the individual to function in a tribe. And for 200,000 years, there was no stage four self-authoring mind. Yet, it would be these few individuals who would step into the stage four that would begin the process to shift the collective consciousness to move humanity into its next level of existence. Now, here's the challenge. The challenge of the shift would be the power shift of the ego. Mm-hmm. So the human being was now living in community. This would bring different tribes together as one unit. Yet, the human being was still functioning and operating from 200,000 years of development. When tribes began to come together, the natural survival mechanism of the human being began to create ongoing conflict. The member of one tribe was programmed with a certain identity and belief system, while a member of another tribe was programmed with a different identity and different belief system. And this created massive conflict within the new collective living in community. These massive conflicts created separation, hate, caste systems, rich and poor, bigotry, and war. And this created a valley of darkness for humanity. And this valley is steeped in darkness and held in place through the ego. When this shift happened, tribes came together and living in under one roof, sort of, let's put it that way, right? The ego became powerful to the collective humanity, and it became powerful in fear, anger, guilt, and shame, and it was all held together through pride. Mm-hmm. Do you have any comments?
Yeah, no, it's crazy that we're talking about that back then and how you could compare it kind of to what's going on today.
Because that's where we are. So throughout history, we can see how the collective ego destroyed other cultures, slaughtered other human beings, and programmed fear, hate, and guilt to each subsequent generation born into the subset tribe of humanity. Yet, humanity continues to change. Every era over the last 10,000 years had individuals who would be courageously move out of the shadow of the valley and climb toward the light upon the mountain. These great men and women are often put to death or murdered by the collective in the valley. They are labeled troublemakers. They are labeled as evil. They go against the valley and its collective belief system, so they are labeled dangerous. Jesus stepped out of the valley onto the mountain. He demonstrated the true power of the human being. And when that move out of the valley took place and the climb on the mountain happened, Jesus tried to teach what he could clearly see from his viewpoint looking down on the valley. He tried to tell us we are all one, not separate. He tried to tell us we move out of darkness, the valley, through forgiveness, letting go of judgment and the ego. Jesus even performed miracles, trying to wake humanity to its true potential. In the end, he was killed. And even those that followed him slid back down from the mountain back into the valley. And what happened to Jesus and his message of forgiveness and his message that we are all one? Well, the collective in the valley, in the consciousness of fear, took his message of love and turned it into a religion of fear. And this brought on massive separation in the valley, and this increased the darkness. Now, please, everybody take a pause and just comprehend this. In the valley, Christianity is not the true teaching the man that climbed the mountain was giving. Nazis killed while claiming to be Christians. The Christian Crusade, years 1095 to 1204, estimated deaths, historians say, lie between 1 million and 9 million people. And you may say, well, that was yesterday's valley. But slow down and really take an objective look at all religions of the valley. There is nothing wrong with religion if it teaches light. And actually, most do. But the counter teachings of separation, hate, these are of the valley. The valley is dark. And this simply means it's unconscious. Can you see what we're talking about in these teachings?
Yeah, it's crazy how a lot of times when you see any religious figures or any influencers, whether it be like, you know, gurus and things like that, anybody who doesn't understand it immediately starts to tear down the message, even though there's a part of everybody's message you can understand. You know, you don't have to be a part of that certain religion, or you don't have to be, you know, following those religions' rules to understand or even get something out of someone else's. And I think that's where people fall short so many times, is because they categorize themselves as that one thing and everything else is like evil or bad, or it's just
separate
focus. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they're stuck in their perception, right? They're stuck in their ego, and that perception leads to expectation. So what does it take to create a shift? How do we move from the valley to the mountain? Well, you have to be ready, willing, able to listen, learn, and do. You have to be ready to listen. That means new messages, right? Without defend and attack. You got to be willing to learn, get new experiences so you know for yourself. You have to be able to do. And that's what we talk about in process. You have to be able to change your behavior. And we are experiencing a huge shift in the collective consciousness right now, today. And this shift is being driven by individuals that are moving into the expansion state with base energy, which is the beginning of the climb of the mountain, 200 courage. Each individual that makes this climb is expanding their stage of consciousness. And this expands the state of the collective. All humanity grows when one person shifts. Understand, you think you don't make a difference. If you focus on you and create a shift, it shifts everybody. And I'll expand on this process in coming weeks. But right now, if we look at the two sides of that acceptance coin, one side is the valley. This is stage three, socialized mind. In the state we seek, in this state, we seek acceptance through fitting in the cultural story of the valley. Here, you gain acceptance when you fit the belief systems. Go to school, get married, get a secure job, support a political party, vote, go to church, be a good soldier, defend your country, buy the new smartphone, get the new car, buy those cool clothes, wear those $300 sneakers, destroy your competitors, work 70 hours a week, so you can make more money to buy more stuff, doing, doing, doing. And if you do enough, you will arrive, and then you can relax and be happy. The valley is built in the restriction state, base energy of fear, and it's all designed to keep you a work in progress. Tomorrow, you will be successful. Tomorrow, you'll be happy. Tomorrow, you'll be wealthy. Tomorrow, you find joy.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? That's the valley. That's one side. Yeah. Now, the other side of this coin, the acceptance coin of the mountain, It is surrendering to what is and letting go. This is moving into the transition of the shift I talked about last week, the 200 courage energy. And you leave the fortress of the valley. As one climbs, they move into process, practicing conflict resolution, studying, learning, and gathering experiences to shift their consciousness. These individuals are looked at as heroes by some, enemies by others. One thing that rings true in today's connected social media world is those in the valley await those on the mountain to fall. Maybe it's secretly, but they are waiting so they can justify why it's so much better to be a gathered hunter than a farmer. And that's how the human consciousness still works. Does that make sense to you? It's much better to be a gathered hunter than a farmer. What are those people thinking?
Yeah, I think that's when the big topic that started with, you know, me and you, the millennial and the boomer kind of thing, you know, holding one thought process to the next. And we saw how many, you know, boomers or even, you know, other generations have failed and fall because they weren't able to kind of shift with the times, or it wasn't as good as it was before. Or those are the same people that try to cancel, you know, quote unquote. Like you said, a lot of people do it in the shadows. Some people actually go out their way to try to make a point to bring those people down back in. And it's you see it every day. You see it on the news. You see it on social media. But as long as that thought process and the perception is different, there's always going to be someone trying to pull you down, no matter how good you're trying to do for the rest of the world.
Absolutely. Because we got to understand this, David. Every single person is here to shift. Every one of us. We are here to set the next generation, right? We become in this lifetime exactly what we believe. If you're going to live your life out with a belief system that was set for you, you pass that belief system to the next generation and it all continues. If you can move into a shift and change, we become in this lifetime exactly what we believe and we pass this on. To climb the mountain is to live a life of service. Not service so we're called a good person. No, service to raise your brother and sister regardless of their background or makeup. You want to raise them from the mountain, you can see them. And you want to raise them to where you are. And when you're from the mountain, you separate the eye of identification and you can see the eagle. You also see the eye of presence, the true self present in every single human being on this planet. See, if one human is not worthy of the climb, then none of us are. And my saying this year for 2022 is, your response to one thing is your response to all things. Every climb must begin with self-honesty. It begins with being honest with yourself. You know your truth. You know if you are going to bed at night and praying to God for prosperity, please God, prosper me, bring me wealth. And then the next day you're procrastinating on the very work that would bring you that prosperity. Please don't blame God. God can bring it into your life, but you're the one who has to go and do the work. Mm-hmm. So you have to stop working on something and start becoming it. Simply do it. Move into intention. Live process. Stop looking to others or outside yourself for joy. And if you must work hard in your relationships, you will never find joy, especially with the relationship to yourself. Pause, slow down, let go, forgive, respond, and in that very moment, the shift begins. Next week, I will continue. What does it look like when you finally start climbing and create the shift? Your thoughts, David. I have a discussion time for this show.
Yeah, I think this is a interesting topic for today, because it's something that I think we've almost become desensitized to seeing every day and not even acknowledging it and empowering the people that are making the change for everyone. It's almost normal to become bystanders to shift, you know, because it is odd. It's outside the cage and you don't want to be kind of caught in a crossfire of being that outcast kind of thing. And I see a lot of people becoming, you know, followers with trying to just tear people down or discredit people as they're trying to help. And I think that's a big issue that we're seeing, because that's where you see a lot of stagnation coming. And people are wondering why history repeats itself year in and year out, or certain, you know, the pandemic was one of those things where if we didn't learn from it, the next one's the same. You know, if you didn't learn from this, next one's the same. And I think talking about something like this, especially in the beginning of the year, is important, because you are that, you know, farmer, you are that gatherer for your own tribe if you want to be, or you could stay stuck as being the hunter and just, you know, not.
We don't realize our power. We don't realize our own personal power, mm-hmm. right? Perceptional distortion is what keeps people locked in the same life from season to season to season. And what I mean by being locked in the same life, you'll have the same problems 10 years from now. Oh, I have a guy, right, who's always working on himself. That's his big statement. I'm a work in progress. I'm working on myself. And finally, you get to the point where, no, you're not. Mm-hmm. Because nothing has changed in any of the five life categories from 5 years ago. So if you're in the same problem 5 years ago, 5 years later, you obviously are not doing anything. You're spinning your wheels. And that's perceptional distortion that keeps people locked in the valley. Expectations. And they live through the identity that was set for them. Now, shift coaching and the whole curriculum I built around shift coaching took me decades. And it's an absolutely perfect blueprint to move one out of perceptional distortion, to open their heart, their creation mind, so they can find their true self, and then the tools to move out of the valley, transition, because it's always hard to transition. I talked about it last week, and start the climb. Now, once you start the climb, you're going to fall back down in the valley. And that's okay, because now you've started. The thing is, are you going to get back up and get back on the mountain? Because if you can stay on the mountain, you will gain momentum. That's the shift. What is a shift? A shift is when you change your consciousness, you change your vibration, you change your energy. We build our reality through our vibration. So how do we shift? Well, we got to release the programs that kept us in the valley, that identity that kept us in the valley, those programs that kept us in fear. We got to release those while we build new skills, new programs that propel us up the mountain. Mm-hmm. And this is stress mastery, conflict resolution. You got to understand the human being. I explained to you today the conflict of being human. We went from an operating and functionality of the human being to survive as gathered hunters. That's the way we're wired, to be in small bands and small groups, but not to have other groups with us. And when that changed, we now had conflict. But that conflict is a gift. It's not bad. Why? Because without conflict, the gathered hunter didn't discover their true light, because everybody stayed banded and did the same thing for 200,000 years. They lived for survival. The moment That era ended and we went into the agriculture era, then the machine era, and then we go into the technology era. We're going into the space era. What's happening? The human being is expanding to its potential. Mm-hmm. We're expanding. We're growing. And you can either get on that momentum to climb that mountain, or you can sit down and struggle and be a victim in the valley.
Yeah. It's a choice.
Is it all coming? Is it all starting to make sense? I don't know if it makes sense or not.
No. Like I said,
I feel like a preacher here, and I don't want to be a preacher because that's not what I'm doing.
No, you know, it's even funny because talking about this, it's almost hard not to mention a lot of the cliches that people talk about. You know, it's like you got to make the choice, or you can't complain about being hungry for success and complain about stuff on your plate.
Cliches.
Like, it's true. It all, like, there's a reason why so many people say the same crap over and over and over.
Yep.
But the one part that they miss out when they talk about it is making the choice. If you make the choice and you accept whatever comes, the good, bad, ugly, and everything, the outcome is what you deserve and what you'll get. But it's making that choice. All it is.
When we look at shift coaching and the process of shift coaching, when you start working with a shift coach, right, the first part of the curriculum is to open your heart, because that's where we get out of the valley. We have to open our creation mind. We have to find our purpose, and we have to open up that imagination so we can dream again. But then the next part is you must go into higher goal setting, because you got to figure out what our wants. What are your sparks of desire? But most important is, how do I set intention so I can get out of this doing and get into being of intention? Now you're in process. When you're in process, you don't work. You're in process. You're in being. You're part of it all. And it's joyful. You're not grinding. You're not struggling. You're not forcing, because none of that's going to build your joy. You are in process, and that's shift coaching. Then once you got that going, next thing you got to do is release the ego's power points. And that's focused on the base of the wants, looking at the resentment program, understanding the regret program. How do I deal with fear? And it's really all the lessons to help you master conflict resolution. And then as you go through these things, the steps of stress mastery are not 1, 2, 3. No, they are skills acquired. That when you have them, the climb is the process. You live in intention. You don't struggle to go up the mountain. You pass the summit, and now it's like, wow, I'm enjoying this thing. Is it work? Yeah, but it's not struggle. It's not a progress. It is a process. And I rattled people with that. So many emails. And I'm hoping that these episodes will make more clarity. But where I got emails where people were kind of fighting me and defending themselves, God bless you, by the way. It's okay. I also got emails where I connected with people and they could see it. And it was like they shifted from the episode itself.
Yeah.
You know? So I have kind of a split thing going on here, but that's okay.
It's all perception.
And you don't have to listen. You don't have to agree with me. That's not what this is about. It's about finding your own agreement.
Yeah.
Agreed. I mean, because really the world we see has nothing to do with reality.
Yeah.
Just, sorry.
It's all how we look at it.
What's your thoughts? You want to close?
I think you hit the nail on the head. Either
how's that a roll today?
Yeah, no, I think it's a good way to hit our deeper episode. It's been a deeper week, but I think this kind of,
and I'm going to continue it next week. I'm going to continue talking about it because I'm going to get more into the shift so people understand it, because what I'm teaching you guys is the process of being a human being. You can't, there's no magic, people, but there is process that every human being can use.
Yeah.
There's not magic. There's no secret. There's no, you know, secret magical thing that's going to change your life. But there is process that'll change your life because you're human. We're all human. You have to learn how to work with it instead of having it work against you. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You could join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. Those links are right below the show. If you guys enjoyed this episode, it's starting to make sense. Please share it. Share this with your people. Share this with your work. Share this with your enemies. If you want to rile your enemies, give them this episode. As always, until next time, stay inspired.